Hello, Nerdy Legion. Thank you once again for listening to Comic Talk Today. I am Dustin, bringing you your Comic Talk headlines for February 4th, 2019. Now we are jumping headfirst into TV streaming, and I say that because we only have one piece in TV streaming, and it is an update on The Lost Boys. We've been covering this since it was announced that the CW is looking for or at The Lost Boys as a new series on the CW. If you remember, they went through a very long pre-production phase, and it kind of was shelved, and then it was happening again, and then it was shelved, and then they shot a pilot, and the CW didn't pick up the pilot, but now the CW is ordering a second pilot. This time, let me refer to the notes a little bit. This time, it will be the same production staff, a new director, and a new completely reworked cast. What exactly that means? Who freaking knows? It seems that maybe one of the things that the CW wasn't super keen on, and this is a fair amount of conjecture on my part, but it seems that one of the things that CW wasn't super keen on was some of the more political narrative-driven elements that they had changed for this series. And so perhaps that's why they wanted a brand new cast, and perhaps, or maybe just the cast was really bad actors. We won't know until one day when the original pilot leaks, because I have high hopes that that does actually leak, and then theoretically when we see the second pilot, who knows? But that is all we have in TV streaming. Next, we have movies. There is a fair amount more in movies, so no worries. But movies, we have our first update is around Little Shop of Horrors. It seems that there has been some official casting desires made known. Offers have been made to the three leads in the movie, the first of which being Seymour Crowborn is been offered to Taron Egerton. Audrey has been offered to Scarlett Johansson, which is a very interesting choice. I know Scarlett is musically inclined. She has put out records in the past. Actually, she's put out one of my favorite Tom Waits covers albums ever. It's really, really great. If you haven't listened to it, go listen to it. Definitely interesting there. But then we have Billy Porter has been offered the part of the voice for Audrey 2, which is very interesting. He doesn't really strike me as much of a bass like the original Audrey, so maybe they're going a different direction with that voicing. Either way, dig Billy Porter, so you can't really go wrong there. But that's what we've got there. Next, we have an awesome announcement. This is kind of a twofer. An awesome announcement from Christoph Gans, who we've talked about previously as potentially being attached to a Silent Hill movie. He is a director, for those that don't know. He specifically was talking to French media outlet Allociné, and he said that he definitely is working on Silent Hill. And he's also working on a movie adaptation of Fatal Frame. I forget what the international name for that video game series was, and I apologize. Google is a thing, though, so you can double check me. Fatal Frame is only what it's called in the States. If you're watching this overseas somewhere, or even in Canada, I believe it has a different name. I sincerely apologize, I can't remember. But either way, super freaking exciting. We're getting, hopefully, a great Silent Hill movie. The first two were pretty solid. They're not bad, but necessarily, but they're not really great either. There's so much fantastic, fertile storytelling ground in the world of Silent Hill that I can only have high hopes, because there's nothing that says that this could potentially be a train wreck yet. But we're moving on. Next, we are talking about Hamilton. If you have been kind of, sort of, halfway listening to entertainment news over the last couple of days, then you possibly have heard that Hamilton is coming to a theater near you in 2021. And that seems a little weird, doesn't it? It seems like, well, it was just a big Broadway hit, and there's usually a fair amount of time between being on Broadway and then getting adapted into film. Well, it's not really being adapted into film. It is going to be in a theater. It is going to be on celluloid, or the digital equivalent thereof. So that is not necessarily them being misleading, because that is happening. The kind of sort of misleading part is this is a stage production that was filmed and is being presented as a stage production. It is the original Broadway cast. A camera crew was on stage with them while they were doing the play, and then you get Hamilton on film. So that's what it is. It looks like the official release date is going to be October 15th of 2021, so we still have well over a year before it comes out. And that could theoretically change. I don't think it's going to. Actually, no, it couldn't theoretically change. Very likely that is exactly what we're going to be seeing. It really depends on how Lin-Manuel Miranda's new musical movie does in theaters, how long to expect Hamilton to stay in theaters. Though, because of the success of Hamilton, I would anticipate it will stay in theaters for a fair amount of time, and then very immediately get released onto home video platforms. So, our final piece of news for the movie section in this episode is Guardians of the Galaxy 3. So, James Gunn recently did an online social media Q&A. And in that Q&A, he said a couple of things, most specifically one thing about how he has had conversations with the upper ups at Marvel to potentially have a Silver Surfer and or a Galactus cameo of some sort in Guardians of the Galaxy 3. That would be qualified as a rumor if he had not then followed up after the Q&A and said, you know what, I'm putting this to bed right now, this is not happening. So if you have read or heard from some other news media source that we are going to be seeing Silver Surfer and or Galactus in Guardians of the Galaxy 3, then you know for certain that that is not going to be the case, because James Gunn himself has come out and said, no, I misled you and I apologize. I mean, I'm definitely putting words in his mouth at this point, but it's not happening. The long and the short of it is, it's not happening. We still don't really know exactly what is happening in Guardians 3, but that's for speculation and the rumor mill. And now we have a rumor mill to discuss, and we're going back to Captain Marvel 2. It seems this time there is a rumor about who the villain is going to be, and the nature in which we're going to be introduced to Nova in the MCU. It has long been rumored that Nova will be appearing in the Captain Marvel 2 movie, and instead of it being Richard Rider, we are going to be getting his daughter Beth Rider, seemingly to reference the fact that Richard Rider will be in the movie at some point, but really the Nova that we get will be Beth. And then the main antagonist is going to be Talonar. Talos? Yeah, Talonar. So Talonar, who is Robbie Rider, is our MCU Nova's uncle. It's really a lot of relationships there. Okay, so, and then there's going to be, as we are introduced to Nova, and Nova's kind of the sub-antagonist and then becomes a partner with Captain Marvel throughout the first act of the movie, very likely. Then for the rest of the movie, the rumor goes on to say that not only will Nova team up with Captain Marvel, but there's going to be some sort of romantic thing between Nova and Captain Marvel. So, okay, I guess. But then the rumor goes on to say that Talos, who we know, the Skrull from the last movie, and it was in the Spider-Man movie and so on and so forth, he is going to gain the ability. It's not a video game, you're not earning abilities. He's going to gain the ability to mimic powers in this movie, which is a Super Skrull thing, which, if you remember when we talked last episode about Ms. Marvel mimicking powers as a Skrull as well, things are looking very interesting. But that's all we have for this rumor. Next one is one that the anime fans across the world, and like 90% of the guys I know that are anime fans, are going to poop themselves when they hear, because it has to do with Dragon Ball. Apparently, Disney somehow owns the rights to Dragon Ball, and they want to recreate their success that they've had with the MCU and do a DBCU, I guess you could say. Dragon Ball Cinematic Universe. So they want to do a live action, according to the rumor, they want to do a live action Dragon Ball Cinematic Universe. So theoretically, starting from Dragon Ball and going all the way through Z and Broly and all of the Dragon Ball eras with live action actors. Not being a big Dragon Ball fan, I can see where the excitement's going to be coming from, but I can't get super hyped for it. That's all we have. That rumor was pretty short. Next, we have one from Mario Kart. This is gaming rumors. We've got two gaming rumors we got to kick out real quick. First up is Mario Kart 9. There has been reports and then other reports canceling out the previous reports. First off, there were reports that said that we're going to be getting the Breath of the Wild 2, Legend of Zelda, Breath of the Wild 2 this year. Well, a new insider report says that Breath of the Wild is not actually going to be happening until 2021, and in its place, because apparently there was at one point a plan to release Breath of the Wild this year, in its place is a series that has tires, was the report from the insider, which has led other people to speculate, well, what other major franchise does Nintendo have that has tires besides Mario Kart? And there isn't one. So very potentially we will be seeing Mario Kart 9 on the Switch by the end of the year, probably round about the holiday season, because that makes the most sense. And then this same news report, or the same insider report, said also we're going to be seeing a new Paper Mario game by the end of the year. There have been rumors that we've discussed previously, though it was months and months ago, about a Paper Mario being in development. Nintendo still is being hush-hush about the project, if it actually is in development, though, again, according to this insider, it's not only in development, it's almost ready for release. So I would imagine we'll be hearing a lot from Nintendo at E3 this year. But that's all for video game rumors. I know I kind of snuck that in the middle of things. Next up, we have another rumor. And if you have heard this reported as news, then please, please, please take it with a grain of salt. Because Rick Moranis is not officially, but he is rumored to be coming back for the Honey, I Shrunk the Kids reboot starring Josh Gad. We've talked a number of times about this reboot, and we've talked also about the potential for Rick Moranis to be coming back for Ghostbusters. Well, Sony was unable to get the great Canadian comedic actor out of retirement for Ghostbusters, and now people are saying, well, maybe Disney can do it with Honey, I Shrunk the Kids and bring back Zelensky. I would love to see that happen. I love Rick Moranis. I think he's great and brilliant and awesome. I don't know what kind of water this holds. It seems a little wonky to me. But that's just me, and whatever, that's all we have for that. Next, we're talking Doctor Strange 2. We have a couple of potential leaks. First off, that Mondo is returning officially. I feel like that one's a given. The other one, though, is one that we've talked about before. So this is more rumors supporting a rumor that we talked about previously, stating that in the multiverse, we are going to be seeing other instances in different universes of established MCU characters. So to me, that kind of says something like we saw in DC's Crisis on Infinite Earths on the CW, where we're going to be introduced to other universes' versions of characters we already know and love from the MCU, which could be freaking cool, or it could be a giant train wreck. I don't know. It's Disney, so I'm inclined to believe more of the former and less of the latter. But our last rumor has to do with Hawkeye. And it's, again, it's a couple of rumors wrapped into one. First off, the rumor starts off saying that Hawkeye has not, in fact, been delayed. It is scheduled, or it is on schedule, rather. And not only that, but they are looking to cast now Trickshot and the Tracksuit Mafia. Trickshot being Hawkeye's brother, he is the one for the Dark Avengers. He's the Hawkeye in the Dark Avengers. So again, all signs are pointing to a Dark Avengers movie, very likely in Phase 5 or 6. Which makes a lot of freaking sense. We talked about this a little bit more in depth in previous episodes. Not going to spend too much time there, but it sounds like the biggest holdout is not Jeremy Renner, but Hailee Steinfeld. Jeremy Renner's personal issues are not factoring into the issues that they're having with this show. It seems that they're having issues getting Hailee Steinfeld to sign a contract, presumably because she's going to be the one that takes over the moniker of Hawkeye, and then going forward in other movies, so it would be a longer contract than Renner signed. That's presumably why Hailee Steinfeld is having the issues with signing the contract. But again, it's all just rumors, and we don't know for certain until somebody makes an official announcement. And that does it for this episode of Headlines Nerds. For a more in-depth conversation on comics and comic culture, then jump over to nerdylegion.com and check out all of the other podcasts that we offer. And don't forget to subscribe while you're there, or to go deeper into these nerdy bits plus much more nerdy action, then you can join me on my personal YouTube channel, Generally Nerdy. Thanks for listening, nerds, and we will see you next time.